Good morning or good afternoon. I'm Stephanie, the Chorus Call operator for this conference. Welcome to the SHL Telemedicine Q1 2011 Results Conference Call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Erez Arroy, Co-CEO of SHL Telemedicine. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to start. I have with me, like always, Mr. Raman Tebi, our CFO. We go over the Q1 results. I suggest, as always, we'll start with our financial results, P&L, balance sheet, cash flow, and then after that, I'll give you the highlights of things that happened in the company as a business review, and we leave time for Q&A. So I suggest we'll start with slide number 5. Our Q1 P&L result, Ron, please.
Good morning, everyone. Well, this quarter, as we've said a month and a half and 2 months ago, we see the numbers here, which show a slight decrease in revenues, together with a corresponding decrease in expenses, which at the end of the day, of course, gave us a decrease in a slight decrease in our operating profit and net profit for the quarter. Overall, we have, if we look at the constant currency terms, we have an 8.9% revenue decrease. They amounted to $11.5 million compared to $12.4 million in Q1 2010. On the other hand, our gross profit margin improved slightly from 65.3 to 66.1. And as I mentioned earlier, operating expenses decreased by a bit, overall bringing our operating profit to $1.4 million, which is slightly less than Q1 2010. And pretty much on par with what we showed in Q4 2010 regarding our operating profit. Our EBITDA amounted to $2.5 million, a bit less than 22% of revenues, and our net income amounted to $1 million or 10 cents per share compared to $1.6 million in Q1 2010. And on par with what we showed last quarter in Q4 2010. If we look at our geographic distribution, as we mentioned, the decrease comes from a decrease in revenues in Germany, which of course shows here in the percentages, having Germany slightly less than the previous quarter in 2010, and of course bringing a percentage of revenues in Germany to be lower than what they were as part of the whole SHL group. In terms of our balance sheet, our balance sheet continues to get stronger. We have $23.6 million of cash in the bank. An increase from the end of 2010, which was a bit over $20 million, resulting in the first payment we received from Philips of $3.5 million at the end of the quarter. Our liabilities and other assets and everything else remain pretty much on par, and our equity continues to grow. And it has grown by over the around $2.5 million compared to the end of 2010, and amounts to a bit less than 80% of our current assets. In terms of cash flow, our operating cash flow, we used $100,000 of cash from operations this quarter compared to a positive operating cash flow in the first quarter of 2010. We invested $1.3 million in R&D and fixed assets this quarter compared to $1.6 million in 2010. We received short-term loans and a bank credit in the amount of $5 million this quarter, bringing overall our cash reserves to increase by $3.4 million this quarter.
Thank you, Oran. We'll move to slide number... All right, 1 second, the number here. So the business review, I'm sorry, I don't have the number of the slide. Related to, I'll start with the smart heart, with our new device. Actually, yesterday, our company, we presented at the TechCrunch Disrupt Battlefield in New York. It's one of the most prestigious innovation contest in the world. We were proud to be invited to this event and to be part of the final presenter in this very prestigious event. Actually, it brought us to as we've been accepted to that. We actually plan to introduce the smart hat somewhere in the fall. But as we were accepted to this, we of course we had to move quickly from last week in order to be able to present. And yesterday we presented and we got very good reviews and very good feedback from this presentation. The Smart Heart is our latest innovation. It's a quite amazing device that gives us the ability to transform Every smartphone, like iPhones, of course, Blackberries, etc., to a full EKG device and a hospital level ECG device, and within actually 30 seconds, every user, every patient, or everyone that uses the device can have on his smartphone immediately the EKG using our smart heart. Once he gets the EKG, he basically can do it, unlike other devices that we have that must transmit it to a medical call center. Here he can the patient have it, the user have it on his smartphone, and he can either can forward it to whoever he wants, to his physician, to a hospital, to himself, if he knows how to read. If he is a physician, he can actually use it as an EKG machine. He can actually read the EKG using his smartphone. He doesn't need anything else. And with an amazing quality. And that actually opened for us a wide variety of consumer opportunity for this device. And once we will do the official introduction in the fall, we'll introduce the business model that will follow this device. But we are in the company, and we're happy to say that also in the technology world, been quite excited from this innovation. If we move to the next slide to Germany, our our company in Germany, as expected, we have a bit of decline of patients and revenues and profitability, and we continue to invest our effort in order to close our big contracts. I can say, I know I said it about a month and a half ago, and I stick to this statement. We are even more optimistic on our ability to conclude the contract quite shortly from now. But as we said, the proof is in the pudding. We'll have to bring the contract. But we are very optimistic with our ability to close it. Close more than one significant contract this year. And I'm sure that we will see it in the near future. And I'll be happy to introduce the contract once it will be signed, soon as I hope it will be. And for our Israeli business, of course, it's solid financial and operational performance, and all part of the business, B2B and B2C, moving forward as as expected from this operation. At this point, I would like to move to you guys if you have any question regarding financials or regarding the operation or any other questions. We will be happy to answer.
First question from Mrs. Carla Bensigen, Bank Vontobel. Please go ahead, madam.
Good morning. I have several questions. First of all, your results published for North America and the rest of the world. How much of this is Philips, or is there also included any revenues you generated in the UK?
It's all Philips.
Okay, and you stated
revenues, of course, the consumer services that are in Germany are of course part of Germany, and the $1.5 million you see there is Philips.
Okay, thanks. Very clear. And you stated that you received $3.5 million from Philips at the end of Q1.
Yes.
Is this related to money you should have received in the previous year, or is this everything you will receive this year and you just now split it over the quarters, or how do we have to understand this?
As we've stated in the past, the payment from Philips regarding the sale of Raytel at the end of 2007, there are two different streams. One of them is the revenue stream with the deferred revenues and so forth that you see every quarter since then. And regarding the $3.5 million, it's part of the, as we said, we have $13 million. We had $13 million payable from Philips, which are to be received, the first payment was received at the end of Q1, $3.5 million. Next payment will be at the end of Q1 2012, and the payment thereafter, end of Q1 2013.
Okay, good. And maybe you can comment a bit on the B2C business in Germany and the UK, how it is going.
It continued basically a bit on the same pace as it was last quarter, with a much lower investment in the sales and marketing, as we explained at the year end. So it's basically quite stable there, and we believe, and it will stay that way till the end of the year. We do not intend to have any major changes there from that side.
Okay, but do you think you will be able to grow the business in the future, or will it just stay as it is?
We work on different models with the consumer, so we believe the platform can be interesting for various elements in that. So, like what we introduced now, so the internet marketing platform is there. How it exactly it will affect our new innovation, that's something we will introduce in the fall. So the consumer business, it will be the model will have some changes in that with new products that we introduce and potentially new distribution channels and strategic partners that we may introduce in the future once we do the official launch of that.
Okay, but until you will present such a news flow, then you don't expect any pickup?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, sorry, yes, we don't expect.
Okay.
We understand each other.
Yeah. So, and about this smart heart, what setup is needed at the receiver side? So does this person also need to buy a certain device, or is it purely available over the internet?
It will, again, I don't want to go into the full business model. I just give various options, okay, to understand that. I just don't want to do things ahead of time. The smarter have opportunity to work, both, unlike devices that were in the past, both ways. It can do the transmission. It can use the smartphone to transmit to a medical monitor center, not necessarily ours, whatever we will work with. But it also have opportunity to do it by himself, meaning it doesn't need any center. He can get the EKG for himself or various users. For example, physicians can use it as a full EKG device for them. They don't need another. They don't need they don't need a medical call center to interpret it or to read the EKG for them.
Okay. So they can use the smart heart. Also, the doctor can use the smart heart just to read the ECG.
Yes. Doctors, paramedics, services, various services like a blood pressure device. You don't need a medical call center in order to get it.
Okay.
We of course have a server that the way it transmits has through a server, but we don't have to read the EKG for you. On the other hand, for of course for other service model, you may use it in order to use the medical call center, in order to get the reading service plus other services that the medical call center can provide to you, then you can use medical call center, of course. But the smart app gives us the opportunity to use both of them. It actually transforms your smartphone into an EKG device when you want it.
Okay, clear. Thanks a lot.
Hopefully have it.
Thanks a lot.
By the way, you can log in. You can do a www.getsmartheart.com, and you get some information and nice pictures as well, an explanation about that. I think yesterday we got about 500,000 people got into that, into the website in order to get information. It was amazing, amazing response to that.
Okay, thanks a lot. That's it from my side.
You.
Next question.
Any other
yes, I'm sorry. Next question from Mr. Stefan Frischknecht from Schroders. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. I have two
morning.
Questions. One is about Germany. Is it that you have lost a Krankenkasse client, or that the client just sees diminishing patients that use your service? And I was also wondering what would happen in the current quarter, Q2, if you were not able to sign a new contract? Are you expecting a similar decline in terms of revenues? And then I was also wondering if you could give us more detail on the cash flow, where you had a negative cash flow provided from operating activities in Q1, what the main aspect is there.
Okay, I'll start with the first two and continue with cash flow. As we have, as I explained at the end of the year, as we are in a situation with the current client that is that we are in a kind of a vague situation and potential loss of this client, we are not recruiting. We are serving the current client base. We are not recruiting from this client additional patients. Therefore, we see a reduction of the client base, and this is part. And this, of course, affects the revenues and the amount of clients and the profitability, of course. And assuming that we will not resolve. Positively resolve the situation, but that is something that will continue in the coming quarter. On the other hand, if we close the contract, doesn't have to be in the same day. The closer, of course, we expect every new contract that we close, we expect to be bigger than one that we lose, but still we have to close it, of course. This is something that we do with. We are positive, we are optimistic, but we have to close it, we have to show it.
So in that respect, how much more is at risk? Are you at risk of losing another 10% of revenues if that client and its patients would fully go away?
It's is something that we, as we are negotiating there, I cannot go into these details, so unfortunately. Yeah, it depends what, even if we lose, how the, even if we do not continue, how will be the way to reduce the clients, the rundown, how will be the rundown. It's quite sensitive now.
Yeah, but in total, is it a very significant portion of your German business with that?
It is a big client in Germany. It is significant.
Okay.
It's not something else. As I mentioned it a month and a half or 2 months ago, it's an important client. Every client is important, but this one is important.
Okay.
It's something that we don't have, unfortunately, other information because, unfortunately, we are not the number one issue on their table. So we are almost in the same situation that we've been in about 2 months ago. We continue to serve the client, the current client base, and we did not came to agreement if they will continue or not continue, or how it exactly it will be. So we are. That's why we chose 2 months ago to come and say, look, we might have a problem there. Hopefully, we will resolve it. But we certainly there is a risk there.
Yep.
Regarding cash flow, Ron?
Yeah. Well. Since if you look at the, I would say the difference between operating cash flow in Q1 2010 and operating cash flow this quarter, since we have a decline in revenues, we of course have a certain decline in our operating cash flow, and that's why we have a negative operating cash flow this quarter.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions at this time.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and hopefully we'll speak soon with Q2 results and or before with other news that will come with. Thank you very much and have a nice day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing the Chorus Call facility and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.